Okay, this is Jeff Walker with ProductLaunchFormula.com, and I've got Cindy Tunney on the phone. Cindy is my hero, my savior at Disk.com. Disk.com is my fulfillment house, my duplicator, my printing house. They do everything for me in terms of creating product and actually putting it in the hands of my clients. Now, the company is actually Corporate Disk, but I like to just call them Disk.com because that's the URL. It's DISK.com. And Cindy, I'm going to let you talk in a minute here, but first I'm going to ramble a bit. So the deal is like if you're putting together an information product, a physical information product, there's lots of different things you can do, lots of different ways you can go. And you can create, obviously, CDs, DVDs, books, manuals, three-ring binders, all kinds of stuff. And then after you create it, you need to ship it. Now, I know in the past, a lot of my friends have done these things, and they've went to one place to have manuals printed. They went to another place to get CDs and DVDs made. And then they went to a third place to have it fulfilled, to actually get it boxed and shipped, which means that after you have those CDs created and after you have the books printed, you get those shipped to your fulfillment house, which costs a lot of money, especially when you're talking about shipping books in big boxes. I mean, we're not talking, you know, $50 FedEx charge. We're talking hundreds and maybe even thousands to get the stuff shipped. And then you're hoping it gets to your fulfillment house, and then you're getting a fulfillment house to put the stuff together and ship it out. So I was getting quotes from all different kinds of people, and then I was actually recommended to you guys. I don't know if you know this, but it was Chris Zawadowski was the person that recommended me to go to you guys. And so I just called up, and Disk.com is a large operation. I invite anyone wondering about these guys to go to their website and click on the About Us button because you're going to see a photo of their facility. And their facility, I'm going to guess, I don't know, it's got to be, on a wild guess, 100,000 square feet. I mean, it's huge. It's a very big facility. This is a big company we're talking about. And Cindy was the person who returned my call and gave me, you know, and started working with me. And so I'm very, very happy. On this call, we're going to be talking about this whole entire process of getting stuff created and shipped to your customer, which is critically important if you're going to impress your customers and keep them happy. This is some important stuff. And to my knowledge, no one's talking about this stuff. And Cindy has not only helped me out, but she's helped. I've sent tons of clients and customers to you. I wish I was getting a little piece of it. I'm not getting a cent from it. Because I've probably sent you, like, I don't know, I'm going to guess, you know, at least 50 clients, maybe 100 of them. I don't know. But it's a lot. Enough of, like, I know you guys sent me a really nice gift basket at Christmas time. So, anyways, welcome, Cindy, and thanks for being on the phone with us.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for letting me tell your clients about Corporate Disk. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Product Launch Formula is not the first home study course I've done. And I did one before, and it just, It didn't work too well in terms of the fulfillment. We had lots of problems, lots of headaches, and I'm not the only one. In fact, I remember coming up on my launch, I was talking to a good friend, a mastermind partner of mine, and we were talking about, you know, he said, you know, every single launch has had huge fulfillment issues. You know, people haven't gotten product for weeks. Stuff hasn't been, you know, produced right. You know, I have good friends, very good friends who had, in fact, one of my very good friends who's now a client of Corporate Disk, he had like a whole pallet of DVDs got lost, you know, that were being sent to his fulfillment house. So, I mean, the horror stories, they go on and on and on, you know. Then there was another major company, or it really turned out wasn't that major of a company, but they just one day shut their doors. And they had a warehouse full of people's product, and they said, we're out of business. It's not profitable enough for us. And our doors are being shut. And this is, you know, some of the major, major players were using that company and were all of a sudden not only couldn't fulfill to their clients, but they had, you know, thousands of dollars of product locked up in a warehouse they couldn't even get into. So there are a lot of horror stories. And I, you know, I had a semi-horror story where I had people that weren't, you know, had paid me. And, you know, I'm all about customer service. But, no, they paid and they hadn't gotten the product for, like, 2 weeks. And so I was, you know, I was burned once and I was a little scared. And when I got, you know, I was definitely had a lot of trepidation dealing with anyone. In fact, at one point, I was, when for Product Launch Formula, I was going to do it all in-house, not the duplication, but the fulfillment, because I thought, okay, I personally have a background in production control and systems and that type of thing, and I thought I could just, you know, bring in a bunch of high school kids for a week and get them trained and knock this out, and that, not to save money, but to make sure we did it right. In the end, I went with Corporate Disc, and I'm very, very happy I did. So, Cindy, let's as we were talking before we got on the phone, people are, and at some point I'm going to shut up and let you talk.
Okay.
There's a lot of, if someone hasn't done this before, and even if they have done it before, putting together, like, say, a home study course or something physical to ship out. Some of these people have done, like, electronic products, like e-books and digital downloads, and that's easy to do. That's really easy. You can just pay a web guy to do that, and it gets done. Working with physical product is inherently more complicated, more expensive, and there's just a lot of details. So let's go through, I guess, the basic process. Like, someone calls you up, and you're going to call them back, and they say, okay, I've got, I have something, I have this home study course, and it's got, you know, three CDs, a DVD, and a book. And sort of where does the process go from there? Let's just, I want people to, because this really isn't that scary. It feels scary at first, but it's not that scary when they work with someone who's really competent. So how would that process go, Cindy?
Well, it's not that difficult at all. Once I get the phone call from a client, I try to figure out exactly what they're looking for as far as their package. I try to find out what they're going to be selling their package for, what they're going to be looking for as far as the whole end look. Are they looking to sell them a lot of information, a lot of packages, or one small package? It depends on what type of package that they actually want their final product to look like. Do they want a whole lot of items with their product? Do they want a basic product? It just basically depends on the end user and what they want to see their package look like.
Okay. And so, like, I know, like, because there's a ton of different options, you know, in terms of just like CDs and DVDs, how you package it. Like, it's like, does it go into, you know, this case or what do they call the AMRA case or,
right.
You know, there's just, I use these things they call the Unikeeps. And so there's like a bazillion different options and they all cost different prices. And then even quantities, I know, like, isn't there, there's a huge price break for CDs and DVDs, like when you get to 1,000, isn't there?
Absolutely. 1,000 is the minimum to do silkscreen CDs or DVDs. And you want to do a silkscreen DVD or CD because that's what you see in the stores. That's what all the movies are. And on the face of the CDs are actually silkscreened or offset printed. That gives your client the most professional looking CD or DVD. You can do under 1,000 by going with a CDR or a DVDR duplicated, and you can do as little as 50 quantity for that kind of a run, but you're going to be getting an inferior product as far as you're going to be getting a printed label on it versus having the professional silk screen or offset. And also, not all drives out there are compatible with CDR and DVDR duplication. So you will have some clients once in a while that the DVD or CD will not work in their particular drive. So that kind of gets iffy there. So, but most people, what they'll do is they'll purchase 1,000 of each CD or DVD, and the pricing is much better at 1,000 than obviously doing 50 CDRs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to put 1,000 packages together, though. They can put 500 packages together, and we can store the remaining CDs and DVDs. They could put 100 packages together, and then we can store them until they're ready to reorder.
Okay.
We have a lot of clients that do that, lots.
So basically, when you get to 1,000, you're getting, like, the professional quality that you'd buy in a store.
Absolutely.
Under that, the quality is less, and there could be compatibility issues.
Yeah.
And the price break is breathtaking. I remember to go, it's almost like 500 or 1,000 end up costing about the same.
They do.
To get 1,000 made is only a little bit more than it costs to get 500 made of the CDR. So, but the problem is, like, if someone comes to you with, like, a 30-CD thing,
right,
that's 1,000 of each CD, so that's 30,000 CDs.
Right.
So it can get pricey. So, yeah. You know, some people, you know, but the alternative you gave is, like, when, I mean, this, all the pricing is very specific. Like, you charge X number of dollars to make up the CDs. You charge X number of, you know, or not, you, it's like actually X number of cents per CD.
Right.
And it might cost like 8 cents to get that to put into like a case, and the case might cost 32 cents, and the label for that case might cost 7 cents. And when Cindy works with you, you'll get a quote for all of this, so you know exactly what everything costs, and you'll be able to make decisions. But what Cindy's saying is make up 1,000, and you're going to have to pay for the CDs to be made, but you're, or DVDs, but you're not going to have to pay. You don't necessarily have to get all those put into the packaging, so you don't have to pay for the packaging and all of them.
Right.
So
you don't have to buy 1,000 manuals either. You can buy 500 or 100.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
makes it a lot more economical for people to be able to do.
Right. And this is a key about working with Corporate Disc is, like, a lot of there's other places. I mean, if you go type in CD duplicator into Google, there'll be, like, you know, a bazillion matches. And you'll go to all, you know, there's lots of websites, and you can go and get quotes on these websites. And frankly, not all the, most of those websites are just people reselling other people's stuff. But even so, you know, it's one thing just to go and get a quote and see rough numbers there. But when you deal with Cindy, she's going to give you an exact quote, and she's going to give you all the different options. It's like if you go with this weight paper, then the price will go up to this. If you go with this kind of cover, it'll go down to this. If you go with this type of binding, it'll go up to that. So, like I said, I'm not going to belabor the fact, but I highly recommend working with disc.com because they've been great for me to work with, and they've been great for all my clients that I've sent there. But so this is the difference. Is you're dealing with someone with an organization that's going to – they're going to lead you through this step by step. And this is something – I'll tell you, Cindy, you probably don't know this, but something that really impressed me about you guys. And frankly, when I told people to go look at the picture of your facility, and it's a big facility, big company.
Right.
You guys, you have some big clients. I mean, I know you have a list of clients. If I remember right, there's like Merrill Lynch and University of Chicago. And,
right.
And so sometimes when I see a company like that, I worry that as just this little guy working out of my little tiny office,
yes.
In my shorts and T-shirts like I am right now, that I worry that I'm not going to get taken care of. But this is the story I like to tell people is when I was coming up with Product Launch Formula, I, you know, got all these graphics together and I sent them over to you guys, and I had proofed them, and I had my assistant proof them, and I thought they looked great, and I sent them off to you, and your assistant at the time, not even you, but your assistant, was able to catch an error in my graphic. There was just like this one line that like went where it shouldn't go, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay. I'm dealing with Cindy, and Cindy is on top of this stuff, but she's not only on top of it, but her assistant is on top of it enough that she caught an error that I missed. And that's the kind of hand-holding when you're in the midst of one of these projects that can really come in handy. So that's what I appreciate. You guys are big, and you have the resources of a big company, but you still get a lot of hand-holding.
Yeah, I appreciate that, and we do. We try to tell our people, and our customer service people, our graphics people, and many of our clients are individuals that are just starting off. A lot of our clients aren't Merrill Lynch, and we need to be on the lookout for that type of thing. That's what our clients are paying for. That's what we're there to do.
So, like, when someone comes to you, now, what, just from coaching people through this launch process, and, Cindy, I know you've actually seen this on your end a lot, but what happens is, you know, things always happen slower than they expect, and they end up getting their product done later than
right.
they expect, and they think they're just going to be able to, you know, okay, well, I finished my recording and I finished my book and I want to launch this thing like tomorrow. I got all my affiliates ready to mail for this thing. But in terms of, I mean, the timing is a little more, you know, it doesn't happen like that. So let's walk through the timing. Like for instance, if someone's, if I recall. You know, basically, I am like I was able to send you most of this stuff electronically. So I sent you for the books. I sent you PDFs.
Correct.
You guys went through the PDFs. You found errors again. You know, you're like, okay, well, this you know, you didn't have any page numbers on this page, and this chapter ended, and then there was like two blank pages, and you guys found a whole bunch of stuff in the PDF. But basically, I sent you a PDF, and then I also, for the audio files and for the video files, I'm pretty sure I just uploaded those to your website. And although I'm not positive on that, I can't.
No, actually, you sent us CDRs and
okay.
DVDs. Yeah, you
okay,
actually
right.
sent us the masters themselves. And the reason for that is when people upload their masters to us, it's not 100% that master that is going to upload correctly. Hmm. There have been issues. So what happens with the uploads is once we upload it to a CDR, we still need to send it to you for approval.
Okay.
So it doesn't save any time to do that. And we will do it, you know, once in a while. If a client really needs something quickly, 100 CDRs here or there will do, but not for big runs.
Yep. So and so this is a critical thing that people often miss is you guys are going to get the PDF. I'm going to send you the CD. So let's just talk about a given, someone wants to do a CD.
Mm-hmm.
They finish the CD. They go and FedEx that thing to you. So now it's Monday. I FedEx it to you. The earliest you're going to get that is Tuesday sometime.
Correct.
I'm also sending you the artwork, okay? And that we'll have to talk about artwork separately.
Okay.
But then, or maybe we shouldn't. So then you'll burn that thing, or you'll create, what would you call it at that point?
When we create the master, the glass
yeah.
master for your
yeah.
product? Typically what we do is we ask the clients to, they can send us their artwork via email. A lot of customers will send it ahead of time before their master's even ready because then it gives us time to work on that artwork.
Okay.
Usually the CD or the DVD is the last thing the client has ready to produce. So that this way we can still get their artwork going and look at it and do the PDF proofing back and forth. And once we get their PDFs and everything approved, we will send them a hard copy of, say, their manual for them to look through on their first run to make sure everything looks good to them.
Right.
Then they'll send.
So Monday I send you stuff. Tuesday you get it, you know, by and then you turn it around real quick. Like, I think you turned it around
in about a week.
Yeah, well, actually, I think I pushed you and you guys did it a lot quicker than that.
Yeah.
So you get it, you know, fairly quickly. You get it done, and then you FedEx it back to me.
Correct.
I look at it. I listen to the CD. I look at the video. I say, okay, this is, you know, we got an error here. What we're talking is about sort of a week to a week and a half process, and really what I tell clients is you have to assume that the first time you see it, you're going to find something that you don't like.
Absolutely.
And then you go through the process again.
Yep. Then it starts over.
Yep. So then I say, oh, no, this is screwed up. This is messed up. You know, we got to change this. I didn't mean to put this there. And so then I FedEx stuff off to you. You get it the next day. You take, we'll say a week, but I know I pushed you to do it faster.
Yeah.
And then I get it back the second time.
Correct.
And hopefully at that time I like it. You know, there's no issues. Everything's perfect. Theoretically, I mean, I'm sure you have plenty of people that do it yet another time.
Right.
So what we're talking about is this process can easily take a couple weeks.
Right.
You know, could conceivably take 3 weeks.
It just it depends on how quickly the client gets back with the changes.
Yep.
If a customer sends us a change on a PDF or a manual, then that proof we can get done the next day. That's not the time it takes. The time where it takes usually a week is for the client to get back to us with the changes that they need
okay.
to make.
Yeah.
Because we're really pretty quick with the PDFs and with the proofing process.
Mm-hmm.
And time is critical. A lot of clients have their affiliates already lined up, and they've got a release date, and they're frantic. And,
right.
You know, so we try to keep up with that.
Yeah.
But most clients they always find errors.
Yeah.
They always find things that they need to change.
So, yeah, people just be, you know, anytime you're getting quotes on anything, just remember that there is this proofing process. And you
right.
definitely, especially if you're going to run 1,000 copies of something, especially if you've got multiple discs, you're talking about spending a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
So you need that proofing process. I mean, I know other people that have done launches with other duplication houses, and they didn't do it, and then they got their And it's just, it was garbage. It was like, you know, it was just awful. And they're like, uh-oh. And now they did their, they've already sold a lot, you know, they launched, they sold 1,000 copies, and they're like, now they're scrambling to get someone else to put, you know, to make it, or get the same house to remake it with different standards or whatever. So you want to, you know, when you're going into the launch, be very careful about this, that you've gone through this process and you've actually seen, held the physical product in your hand. I mean, in terms of judging, like, paperweights, and, you know, in terms of a book, you know, you can't, that stuff is tough to judge until you're holding it in your hand. And believe me, when your client gets this, they're going to judge your product based on how it looks. You know, that first impression is very important, and that's going to very much impact your return rate and your customer satisfaction rate. So you want to, I mean, this is, you got to sweat the details on this stuff. And Cindy and this guy will walk you through this stuff and help you out. But you know, you have to put this time into your schedule as you're walking down to the launch. Now, one thing that's often, that both times I did a launch, one of the critical pieces that really, and like I said, I have a planning background, so, you know, I know, you know, I use all these terms like the critical path, you know, as you're coming down. What's your critical path? What are the things, which is basically, that's what's the one, what's the thing out of all the stuff you're working on that is defining when you can go, you know, and so often for me, it's come down to the critical path. It's been my graphics, getting the graphics done. And I know you guys, actually, I don't know if you do graphics, but you didn't do my graphics.
Right.
So I had a graphics person doing my graphics and, you know, put together a great product. But the deal is when you do graphics, the first 80 or 90% is real easy, getting the basic design, but then actually deciding, like, what text goes on what cover and you know, getting the text proofed and getting it put in the right place and yada, yada, that's always taken me a lot longer than expected. So I highly encourage people to get graphics done way early. You know, when you first start your product, start in the graphics. But then there's this whole piece of getting the graphics from your graphics designer to you guys, and then getting disc.com to put it, you know, to get the discs made up and get it shipped back. And so any tips on how to make that process go smoothly?
The best thing to do is to call me or email me and let me send you the templates that you need to create your product before you even send it to your graphics designer. So often people will have their graphics designer design everything, but they don't have our templates. So then what happens is we lose time, and usually it's about a week, because they send us all the artwork. It's not to specifications, to the templates, and then we need to send it back to you, and then you need to send it back to your graphic designer, who has a million jobs going on and doesn't get back to the end user right away. And then they need to reset it up to the template specified for the job.
And often, like, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of graphics designers out there that, you know, especially the people that are listening to this, they might be the normal graphics people they use are like web designers.
Right.
And they're used to making graphics for the web. And there's a slight difference, slight but very critical difference, between designing like an ebook cover and designing for print, because you have these things called bleeds. I think I'm using the right term.
You are. Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And you got to get the bleeds right, and that means it's just dealing. If you don't do that, then like your graphic is going to end before it gets to the cover. Like, you know, you'll have a big white border or something around your cover that shouldn't be there if you don't get the bleeds right. So you have to deal with a designer that knows how to do designs for physical printing. You know, there's just, it, like I said, it's a slight thing, but a lot of the designers out there that design web banners and web graphics and ebook covers don't do this, don't have a clue, have never done it. You want someone, you know, you don't want to be paying for someone to learn on your dime.
Yeah,
you want to go with someone that knows how to design for printing. And that's a critical thing. And part of that, you know, Cindy's going to give you the right templates to use, and they'll know how to do the bleeds correctly so that you don't, you know, otherwise that'll cost you a week right there,
right.
At least a week.
Right, yeah.
So what are some of the, I mean, I'm sure you've seen things that didn't go perfectly. What are typically some of the problem points, the problem areas where people run into issues?
The biggest problems we have is templates not being correct, setting up the project templates like we just talked about. Another thing is rushing to get their CDs, their masters to us, the CDs and DVDs, and then after the job is produced, finding an error. Happens so often. I can't tell you how many times we've ripped apart packages and had to take out the CDs or DVDs because there's an error in the content. Happens very regularly. So that's really important to make sure that you double, triple, quadruple check your CDs and DVDs before you send them to be mastered and replicated, because that's very timely and very, very, very expensive. By the time you re-replicate the CD or DVD, and they can't be used again, they're only one time and you're done. You have to throw them away. They're read-only. You can't do anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they go into the landfill, and then we start all over, and it's a bad process. I've seen it happen. People, quantities of 1,000. I just had one not 2 weeks ago for 100,000 CDs.
Oh, boy.
That we had to reduplicate.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's amazing. And this was from a big client. So a big customer that everybody knows in the drug industry. So even they make mistakes regularly, and that was a real bad one for them. But
wow.
But it does happen all the time, and it's critical to make sure that your product is correct.
And my solution is I'm pretty famous for making stupid errors, just missing just stuff that should stick out like a sore thumb. So I just try to get as many eyes on it as possible.
Correct.
I'll have two different people that I actually pay to proofread, and then I'll usually run it by a few other trusted friends. So I'm trying to get, in terms of a book, I'm trying to get at least four or five eyes on it, because I am, there are certain people that, they're okay making, putting out stuff with typos, but I don't like them, so I go overboard with the proofing, and this isn't to say I won't make mistakes and you won't get a CD from me that's like out of sequence or something, but it's just get other eyes on it and other ears on it.
Absolutely. That's the best way to do it, and that's why I look at it, my assistant will look at it, but we don't look at content.
Mm-hmm.
We do not read other people's media.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing we do not do. So when you send your CD or DVD, we don't read your content on there.
Yeah. Okay, so where are some of the places that people, for like the whole duplication and printing, if they want to spend their money as wisely as possible,
mm-hmm.
are there certain places that they can not necessarily cut corners,
mm-hmm.
but save some money on their product?
Well, one of the ways, and Jeff, you have the product, which is called the UniKeep, which holds up to 24 CDs and DVDs, a lot of customers love that product because you can put them all in one container.
Mm-hmm.
And that saves a lot of money instead of doing individual AMRAE, like the DVD movie cases. Although they do make the movie cases now that will hold up to 6 or 7 CDs or DVDs. But if the client has a lot of media, it tends to get really expensive because you also have to print all the front wraps to go along with the product. And then you have an additional assembly cost for each piece that you put into a box.
Mm-hmm.
So, and plus, people today like things contained.
Right.
A lot of people don't like to have a lot of excess product sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the manuals. Years ago, everybody liked the 3-ring binders and putting all the CDs in binders, but nowadays they don't. They prefer to have one case of CDs, and they like the spiral manuals.
Mm-hmm.
They're easy to read. They hold up really well. People just tend to go that route.
Yeah. I know with both the reason I went with a spiral binder and with the UniKeeps, and especially with I love the spiral binder because it's a manual, and that
right.
thing lies flat. You're not having to worry about, like, if it's perfect bound.
Correct.
The thing doesn't lie flat. So it's more useful. And then the UniKeeps, for me, there's two reasons I went with them. One is because I hate when I get like someone's course and there's like 18 of those DVD, the AMRAE cases.
Right.
And, it's a mess. It takes up all this room on my bookshelf. they get separated. I never can find the one I want to find. If I want to bring them in my car, you can't. It's a pain in the neck. And so, just for convenience, I think the UniKeeps having them all in one place was far more convenient. And then the other thing was simply, from an environmental standpoint, I just didn't, it just didn't feel right to me to have all those extra cases and all that extra plastic. And really, the reason people do that is
more bang for the buck.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's what we call a thud factor. And the thud factor is important. It impresses people. And I guarantee you that I get more product returned to me than I would if I went with the Amore case. But for me, from an environmental and a usefulness standpoint, I'm willing to pay that price and have higher returns because I just feel better about my product. And like you said, I didn't even realize, I'm sure I did at the time, but, that if it ends up saving some money, so much the better. But I don't want to lecture people. You do people listening to this, do whatever you want. And I have plenty of clients that use all the Amore cases, and it's your decision. I'm not making any judgment on you. I'm not going to dislike you. Just for me and my decision, I felt better about the UniKeeps.
I agree, and a lot of clients do, especially a lot of your clients.
Mm-hmm. So what about, with printing? Now, the price breaks on printing are completely different than the price breaks, like DVDs, CDs, like we said, you get to 1,000 and all of a sudden you get a big break.
Correct.
For printing, the price breaks are different, plus there's lots of choices. There's the binding choice, the paper. I know I upgraded my paper because I wanted a better feeling product. And I also, another thing, I went with two-sided printing with mine. A lot of people go with one-sided printing because, then a 100-page book all of a sudden feels real meaty instead of, only being like 50 sheets of paper. So, there's a big decision on single-sided or double-sided, a big decision on the cover, the quality of the cover, whether you go color with the cover. So I guess it's they really need to talk to you about what they're after, because all that makes a huge difference on pricing, right?
Absolutely. It does. It does make a difference. We do have high-speed printers for our manuals, which is really nice because a customer can order 100 manuals for the same price as 500. So it is really nice that we have these high-speed printers that are able to do that, and we can generate manual covers and four-color cover, a digital for – we can do as little as 100 for the same cost as doing 500. So mm-hmm. we can do the smaller end quantities, and the quality is really good. It's just doing offset.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, here's I'm sure you haven't heard this before, but actually you were part of it. But this is a story I haven't told anyone before, and I'm a little worried to disclose this, but I'm going to go because I am when I released Product Launch Formula, I had no presence in that market. I had no list. No one really knew who I was, and it was. Yeah, but I did have powerful JV partners, so I knew I was going to do well. So when I did that, I ordered 1,000 copies of all the CDs and DVDs, and so that probably cost me nearly $20,000 to get all that put together. And then I had two books. And initially, you had told me that, you can just go with 500 and get this price. So I said, okay, just do 500 of them. And then, 2 days before the launch, I started getting cold feet. I knew I was going to do good, but I just take that back. I didn't get cold feet. About a few days before launch, I started thinking, this thing's going to go big. I've got 1,000 CDs and DVDs made up, but I've only got 500 of the books made up. I think I should get more made up because I think this thing's going to go big. So I actually called up, and you were already gone for the day. This is in the evening. So I called up, and I just left you a voicemail. I said, Cindy, let's go with another 500 of each of those manuals. I want a total of 1,000 of them. So just left that voicemail. So then I went to bed and woke up about 4 in the morning, and all of a sudden I wasn't as confident as I was. And this is why, people think I just know all this stuff and I'm just like some, guru that just gets everything right the first time and that I never have any feelings of doubt or whatever. But anyways, that's wrong, because I woke up in the middle of the night and I said, oh man, I don't know if I should get those printed, you know, because it's going to cost a lot of money. Another 1,000 books at, you know, probably $5 or something. I don't know. Another $5,000. I'm like, boy, maybe I shouldn't do those. So the next morning, I called you back up. And I'm like, Cindy, let's cancel that. And you're like, we've already got them done.
That's right. I remember that.
And I mean, like, I left a voicemail the night before, and, like, you know, I called at 10 in the morning, and it's like, they're already done. And so, and in the end, we ended up, you know, in that first week selling over five. We sold 600 in the first week, so I needed them. And then, you know, went on to sell lots more, so it was fine. But that's just to let people know how quickly you can respond.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And talking about timing, let's talk about, okay, so how about someone's already gone through the entire process with you of getting, you know, initial quote, they've signed a contract with you, they've approved all the initial stuff. Now you're actually getting down to creating the discs. What's a typical turnaround?
A typical turnaround for a CD or DVD is about 5 working days.
Okay.
And we make the glass master, and then we go right to our lines and produce them immediately.
Okay. And that's great, just, you know, for your information, you know, the quotes I was getting when I was looking for people to do stuff was 14 working days. So that doesn't include weekends. That's like, so it's almost 3 weeks. So for you to say 5 days, that's a fantastic turnaround. Now, product gets done. Now, I'm assuming someone's going to use you for fulfillment. They should, since this way they save shipping, everything.
Yeah, right.
Pellets can't get lost by UPS. And so they're going to have you guys fulfill. And so you've now made up the CDs. Now, talk about the fulfillment process a little bit.
Sure. The first step for fulfillment is that the client needs to obtain the shopping cart, which there are many shopping carts out there, as you know. A lot of our clients use oneshoppingcart.com. Mm. I'm not sure. Is that one? Do you use that, Jeff?
I don't, but lots and lots of my clients do.
I know, lots of them do, but there's many of them out there. But once the customer has chosen a shopping cart, our technical department will send the proper links to their shopping cart customer, and they'll link that to our fulfillment site. It usually takes about a week for the shopping cart to respond and get it all going. Once that's all up and running, we will input all the customer's products into the fulfillment site. And our fulfillment site is very user-friendly. It keeps track of the customer's inventory. It shows what orders are being processed, what orders have shipped. The tracking numbers are in there. The client's name and address are in there. Everything's available for them to look at. It'll run monthly reports for them to show how much their shipping charges have been. It shows everything, and it's any time of day they want to look at it, 24/7. The client can input orders themselves manually as well as going through the shopping cart. Once the client places an order through the shopping cart, it downloads into our system within seconds, so it's very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
All the orders that come into the system on a daily basis ship up until 3 o'clock the same business day.
So, and it's like when I did my launch, I think, let's see, we launched at noon.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, and it's up to 3 o'clock your time, so it's 3 o'clock Central Time.
Correct.
So I'm sorry, we actually launched at 1 o'clock Central Time. And in that first, so I figured, and what we were actually manually batching the orders at the time. So we would download them to a spreadsheet.
Correct.
Spreadsheet.
Right.
And which is another way that people can work with you.
Absolutely.
And
the files.
And so what we did was we said internally we had a 90-minute cutoff. So at 1:30 our time,
mm-hmm.
which was 2:30 your time, 30 minutes before your cutoff, we were going to cut off our orders and ship them to you. And not ship them, but send you the spreadsheet.
Correct.
And so we basically, in that first 90 minutes, we've got 100 and plus, you know, 150 orders or something. And we sent you those 150 orders, and you had 30 minutes to get those out. Or not 30 minutes, but, I mean, it's 30 minutes before your cutoff.
Well, normally before cutoff, yeah.
Yeah, and all of those went out. Right. So, I mean, this is the kind of level of service we're talking about.
Well,
this is a front.
Especially when somebody has a lunch that day, mm-hmm. They'll extend the time period. We work with whatever we need to do. I mean, they won't say, okay, it's 3 o'clock, everybody's done for the day,
right.
Especially if there's a large launch. They'll just keep shipping.
Right.
And what's nice is we pre-prep those packages. They're all ready to go. All we got to do is print a packing slip, shipping label, postage, and it's out the door.
Yep.
So it does. It does move pretty quickly.
So, I mean, if you compare this to the experience of a lot of people doing product launches, it doesn't happen that way. You know, it's like a week later stuff hasn't shipped. And, I mean, I had – that was a Friday when I launched. So I launched on Friday. I had someone in Belgium actually get the product on Monday. And that's breathtaking. I mean, that when you deliver like that for your clients, especially during a launch, the level of customer satisfaction goes through the roof. So this is incredibly critical for people. When you go, I mean, again, you know, I'm gushing about this.com, but I've had nothing but great services. And, you know, in this case, you know, they made me look like a hero, because that means by Monday, Tuesday latest, people were getting product. I was getting testimonials on Tuesday. Some of them even on Monday, I was getting testimonials from clients. Most of the testimonials were, I can't believe you got it in my hands this fast. It wasn't like it was a great product, because they didn't have time to look at it. But I can't believe how quickly you got this to me. And so I'm still on my launch. So launch Friday, I'm going from Friday to Friday on my launch. By late Tuesday or even early Tuesday, I'm already getting testimonials that I can use in my product launch. So this is it's a huge win. I mean, it's absolutely a huge win. Now, another thing Cindy just mentioned, she's like, if someone's doing a product launch, then we're gonna make sure we take care of you. It's basically what you said. And so what you're doing, we're talking, you're dealing, when you deal with this.com and specifically with Cindy, since she's worked with me and so many people, so many of my clients, she knows the score. She knows what's going on. She understands what a product launch is. You can call her up and say, I'm doing a product launch, and I've got a bunch of people on board to promote this thing. It's going to go pretty big. She understands that. And so she can communicate that to the people, you know, to her shipping department. And I can't tell you how important it is to have someone that understands our business. Like, they've been educated now. And in fact, Cindy's coming to my event, my workshop, in another week, just to meet people and to get to know this market even more. But I can't tell you how important it is to deal with people that understand us and what we're doing, and specifically understand a product launch. So it's just very, very powerful. Now, I know, like, with your fulfillment, I pay you X number, you know, I don't want to say a dollar amount, because everyone's going to be different based on what their product is.
Right.
But I pay you a certain amount of money.
Per package.
Per package. Mm-hmm. But I only pay that when we actually ship the thing.
Right.
You know, I'm not paying this warehousing fee. I'm not paying a shelving fee. I'm not paying a packaging fee. You know, until I ship the product, we don't pay for it. And then we pay you that amount of money. So basically, you ship it, and then you pay the shipping, and then once a month I get an invoice from you guys for X number of dollars per package that you shipped, plus the shipping that you've paid for me. And so, you know, it's all pretty seamless and painless. You know, just once a month I pay these invoices.
Right, and that's the way we wanted to set it up. We like the idea of just sending out a bill once a month at the end of each month that shows how many packages you actually shipped and the fulfillment fee per package, and then the actual shipping charges themselves. And it's worked great for a lot of people. The other thing, too, about the end of the month fulfillment is, It also gives people the flexibility of not having to worry about paying the fulfillment company every week. A lot of fulfillment houses out there, that's pretty much how they do it. They make people prepay the freight, and we don't do that. So it works really nice for everybody to get one bill at the end of the month. And all during the month, they can go in and see their charges as they're going on during that month as well.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the website has, and I don't want this to sound like a commercial for you guys, but
right.
You do have this website that, you know, I can go in, I can log in and see, you
yep.
know, how much inventory I have. And
absolutely, yep. And then we try to keep tabs on it and, you know, let you know, you know, you're getting low on product. Maybe you should think about reordering. We do that as well.
And then you also do, you'll take returns. So
yep.
If I have a customer that wants to return it, they ship it straight to you.
Correct. And then we send an email back to you letting you know what client returned the product and their reason why if they gave one.
Yep.
And we'll get all kinds of reasons why. although, Jeff, you don't have too many returns, but we get quite a few from other companies, and they've got all kinds of wild reasons for returning them. But we also list that in the email so that you know, so you're aware of why your customer is returning the product. So.
Yep. So, I mean, it's basically a seamless end-to-end where you're working with the professional team. And I know, like, my assistants, like, on first-name basis, like with your shipping manager.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has been, you know, just a wonderful relationship we've had with you guys because you do take so much of the pain away out of doing this stuff. So it, you know, that's been great.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Should we try?
Yep. So let me see. I'm going down my list of questions I had to ask you. I think we've covered most of them. You have any good horror stories?
Do I have any good horror? basically one that you mentioned upon where you had you said you ordered the 500 manuals and then
mm-hmm.
made the call later and then we ran them that next morning so you were unable to change it. I recently had a customer that was launching a product and he got nervous just like you did and his product was probably about $40,000 total with everything. And he got panic-stricken by his affiliates telling him how much great feedback he had. And he, at the last minute, decided to order another 1,000 packages. And I tried to warn him, like, you know, it doesn't take that long to rerun them. Are you sure? He goes, oh, no, it's going to fly. And he ended up out of 2,000 packages only selling 300. Oh. And that was real painful for him.
Yeah.
It's always good to make sure that you understand. It's always better to start with 1,000 or lower and work your way up. And it doesn't take long to do a repeat order.
Right.
I don't like to see people getting into situations like that where they just get caught up in the whole rhetoric of all the affiliates and what they're telling them and ordering too much product.
Yeah. Okay. That's good advice.
Yeah. I just don't like to see things like that happen. And making sure your CDs and DVDs, the content is correct.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing we talked about earlier.
Yep.
But those are about the only two issues, really.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Cindy, thank you so much for coming on the line with us and covering this stuff.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at my workshop
next week.
That'll be fun, and you're going to get to see I know you've now dealt with so many people in this market, but I think it's going to be a whole different thing for you to get to meet them.
I'm very excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Cindy.
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Oh, and Cindy, I almost forgot, before you go, could you give us your contact information so people can get a hold of you?
I sure can. My email address is pretty easy. It's Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, @disk.com, D-I-S-K. And my phone number, I have two phone numbers. First one is 800-634-3475, and my extension is 232, or my direct line is 847-464-1275.
Great. Thanks a lot. And once again, just want to reiterate, I love working with these guys. I love working with Cindy. And so disk.com and Cindy are very highly recommended, and they know all about product launches. So thanks again.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.